We will call the Gage County Board of Supervisors for Wednesday, July 13, 2022, to order at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Jurgens, Schuler, Tiemann, Dorn, Swavely, and Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held July 1st, 2022. Approve all claims through July 13th, 2022 in the amount of $567,252.38. Accept claim number 220701 to Hard Rock Quarries, LLC, in the amount of $12,562.25, and claim number 220701 to RL Team and Construction, Inc., in the amount of $40,811.10, to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve district court summary fee report and register of deeds fee report for the month of June 2022. Approve extending contract negotiations until August 10, 2022 for the Gage County Rural Broadband Project.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle. Second by Swavely.
No.
Oh, Dorn. And my pen finally quit. Second by Dorn. Any discussion on any of these items? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 220701 to Hard Rock Quarries, LLC, in the amount of $12,562.25, and claim number 220701 to RL Team and Construction, Inc., in the amount of $40,811.10. This brings the total amount of claims approved through July 13, 2022, to $620,625.73. These are both companies I'm affiliated with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. Any discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor with team and abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items for Board of Supervisors.
We go.
This could be.
Okay. I just want to take a quick minute. I'll pass this around to you guys. To let you know who we are and what we do. I am Jill Kozelka, and I have Whispering Acres Tales and Treasures. A little caveat about that name, the treasures part of that is I have a repurposed shop, and so everything that I do, I bring junk back to life, and then all the proceeds from that go to take care of the animals and horses at Whispering Acres. I also have a petting zoo, which you guys can read a little paragraph about that, but I really want to talk to you about Whispering Acres High Hopes. It is an equine assisted learning center, and we have several programs out there that we assist individuals with whatever kind of challenges that they have, and it literally goes across the board. We have people out there that is on the spectrum, all the way from autism to schizophrenia. Have a couple young ladies that are dealing with depression and self-harm. We also have a couple young ladies that get bullied, so we're working on self-confidence and self-worth, as well as a little gal that does a lot of bullying herself, so we're working on self-esteem issues. That's kind of the undertone of why people bully and get empowered to do that, and so we work on their self-esteem and other things that they can put their energy towards. I also work with CASA and Epworth for foster care kids and adoptive kids that are in that kind of situation, so we can give them a place just to come out and be kids. I also do a day for siblings of special needs. We call that Saddle Up for Siblings. A lot of times, if they have a special needs child in their home, sometimes the brothers and sisters get left to the side and they just get to sit in the car while their special needs brother or sister comes and works with the horses. So we set a time up for them to come out and be able to do the same thing so they just don't get left along. We also work with diversion, truancy, probation individuals, kind of help them figure out another alternative way to keep them out of the system. So we have several individuals come out and work along those regards. Also have Horses for Honor, where military first responders can come out and work with the horses. I have a gentleman that comes out every week, and he is latched on to one of our rescue horses, which is Clifford off the track thoroughbred. He himself is healing himself because he doesn't even know how to be a horse because he's never asked to be do anything but run his entire life. This veteran comes out and literally just sits in the pasture with him for an hour and just talks to him. I also have a 95-year-old World War veteran. I'm probably going to cry about this because it's pretty emotional. He comes out and he rides every week, and he's 95. So it's pretty amazing. We also just become, and I'm super proud of this, we've just become a Hippotherapy Adaptive Riding Certified Center. So we can help those individuals that are wheelchair-bound or have mobility problems. We get them up on a horse, and the motion of a horse actually is the same as motivation as we're walking. It stimulates the same nerves and all the same muscles as we do as we just walk. So we help those folks that are non-mobile be able to use some of those muscles again. I haven't advertised that one as much because I'm still looking for volunteers to do that. It takes 3 to 4 people just to do one person because you have to have sidewalkers and a coach and a horse lead. And so I do have 3 people that come out just because I've known them and they're friends. And so they already come out and do that. But I haven't advertised that to like BSDC and Mosaic and Region 5 and all those folks, hospital PTs. Because I want to make sure that I have enough volunteers when they are able to send me people that I'll be ready to go. I do try to offer most of these services free of charge for folks. I try to offer a lot of grants. I do apply for a lot of grants. As you all know, you got to write about 15 grants to get one okay. So I at the drawing board trying to do that all the time. Jefferson County, I do live right in Jefferson County, like I'm across the section from Lisa, so one over I'd be in Gage. Out of the 32 kids that come out, over half of them are Gage County folks. So that's kind of why I just wanted to let you know, even though I live in Jefferson, I do have MOUs with Jefferson County Diversion and Probation, and then they send all their kids out to me as well. And then they put me in their EB and CB grants, so I do have grant money through them. And other than that, I'm trying to secure funding to start Camp Grit, and I do have a little paragraph about that in there. That stands for a place to grow into a resilient, independent, tenacious young adult. That's what GRIT stands for. And those are kids that have a family member or a loved one that suffers from some kind of an addiction. My hope is that we can stop that generational cycle of them knowing that that's the normal way of living, and that we all know that a lot of times those kids follow in their parents' footsteps with whatever addiction that they might have. So I'm hoping to be able to stop that with Camp Grit a little bit, take baby steps anyway. So I'm trying to secure funding to do that. I do want to have a therapist there every single time, so when these kids are finally able to talk and break down, that there is somebody there that can really help them move forward. And that's not me. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a social worker. I just do the horse end. So I want to make sure before I have Camp Grit off the ground that I can have a therapist. And I'm not going to assault any therapist by not offering them some kind of compensation for coming out there, because it is a year-long program. So it's a huge commitment. I'll also have a nurse out there. I am going to train the mentors that will be out there working with these kids. The ratio is going to be 1 to 3. I hope to have about 20 kids out there, which I actually have probably 12 right now that would come tomorrow if I said it's a go. And that, too, will be free of charge for those kids that come out. So that's hopefully my next endeavor out there. And I think that's it. So barring any questions or comments, I'll let you guys get back to your day. I just wanted to let you know we're out there. My information's on the back of that page. And does anybody have any questions about what we do?
Yeah,
Ms. Kozelka, with it being a public comment, we really can't go back and forth with you on it.
Oh, okay.
With your information on here, I'm sure there will probably be some phone calls from the board.
Please do. My email's on there. I also work for Public Health Solutions, District Health Department, so that's the email I put because that's the email that I check every single day and at night and in the morning.
I just know she's an active participant with our county group dealing with youth and Christina and all the little parts that go together to help the kids around here. So
absolutely. Thanks. Thanks, Arthur.
Thank you, Ms. Kozelka.
Okay, you bet. Thanks, guys.
I married a woman that likes horses, and it sure hasn't relieved my anxiety.
Any other public comment? If not, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights, Mr. Schwavely.
Okay, later on the agenda, there's going to be a discussion to approve or disapprove the Masonry Construction Inc. for the north part of the courthouse, okay? We asked about last meeting about maybe having him look and see if he could do the tower at the same time, but this side will take a minimum of 2 months, 1 month at least for the cleaning and the other month at least for the processing, okay? If we have any kind of bad weather at all in there, there won't be time to do that, so we decided in board meeting or in the committee meetings the other day that we'll just do the north side first, and that's on the agenda today, okay? We're going to have quotes there's some areas of the driveway that are deteriorating pretty bad, and we're looking for quotes for that. It's about a 16 by 16 area, okay? We're still waiting Castle Roofing to do some work over on, they've been approved by insurance carrier for the sheriff's office, okay? And we have some quotes in for the extension office. We're still waiting for one. But that's moving on, and I think we'll have ample time to get that done, okay? So that's about all there is right now. So,
any questions for building and grounds? Equalization, we will be meeting at 1 o'clock today to go over protests. Evaluations, we'll also have a meeting at 8:30 a.m. on July 10th. So make sure
July 21st.
What did I say?
10th.
10th. Yeah.
We have 8:30 at July 21st. 8:30 a.m. July 21st. Thank you, Dave.
10th is long gone.
So put it on your calendar. Yeah, that'd be an easy one. We made that one already. Finance and insurance. We'll have a presentation, I believe, by Mr. Schweigert later, giving the recommendation. The Mr. Dorn, Mr. Schwavely, and myself met with the insurance carriers. We went over some potential options. They gave us the rundown on that. We asked the insurance carrier to go back and get a little more competitive. They did. And even with that, it may be better for us to change our secondary carrier, so our over insurance. So Brad will give us a rundown on that later in the agenda. Human resources, employee relations. We have a real... Oh, hold on. Mr. Juergens, I'm sorry.
Did you blow me off?
No, I had insurance on my mind. I see you holding that, and I look back down. Mr. Juergens, go ahead.
Okay, large ticket items. Correctional risk services. Inmate medical services, $18,680.45. Beatrice concrete, sand and gravel. Rock and gravel, $57,392.06. Catherine Sons, asphaltic materials, $11,720.51. Hard rock quarries, rock and gravel, $12,562.25. RL Team and Construction, hauling material, $40,811.10. Sapp Brothers, fuel, oil, grease, $24,797.68.
Thank you. Sorry about that. Resources, we have a closed session on some personnel issues. We discussed that a little bit in closed session on Monday. Law enforcement, emergency management. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. Just a couple things here, of course. I told you Monday we're gearing up for the county fair next week. So we'll be seeing Lisa's face, smiling face, next week off and on. And we had a resignation from a deputy today. I got 2 weeks' notice on that one, and one from a corrections officer a couple days ago. There's no 2 week notice on that one. So I am going to find out, try to get an extra interview with the deputy to see what the pay is, where he's going, to see where I'm at on that, at least, so I have some idea. And the big news is, of course, COVID's picking up for us. I've got two deputies with COVID, and I'll take it back, one deputy, one corrections officer, and one inmate. And so we've quarantined the area in the jail best we can. We took one complete transport load out to Dawson County with males. We're just having problems. We're full. We're like 42 people here earlier this week, so we're trying to get the numbers down. We have some down here at Richardson County. They got full, so three had to get, or four had, we had there, got shipped to Blair up in Washington County. So it's just that time of year, I guess, maybe, that it's spiking for us, so hopefully get it down. But the Department of Health, I talked to them, see what else we can do, and they say, of course, they want you to wear the N95 mask, we glove up, we sanitize best we can, but she said, just, I can tell you from their facilities had the same problem where it starts out like this. It's a more contagious virus than the last time around. She said, just plan on a breakout. So that's what we're gearing up for, hopefully, but not. But I guess it might happen. But we're trying to take steps we can to do that because I can't really afford to lose a lot of people. So, and outside of that, that's about all the good news I got.
Mr. Lytle, do you have anything else for law enforcement?
Did I have?
No. Oh, you should have. Like,
you're pointing.
The attorney's over.
I was just thinking it was about time that Gus asked for a car or a computer or something. We haven't heard that for a week or two.
Well, they may have been busy.
It may have been in our clubhouse, right? Yeah, you know, on that, these new cars we're getting, it's much appreciated, but problem is they're an oddball size on those tires. I always like to try to put 10-ply tires on the car, especially speed rated.
Heavy loads.
For the heavy loads, we heard it just takes away our flat tires. Unfortunately, that's not happening, and so we're going through a lot of money real fast, and I'm not going to make the end of the year on that line because we're just going through tires like crazy.
You've gone through the factory tires already?
Oh, yeah.
Stay off the county roads.
I'm not patrolled, Donnie. I can do that.
What if we took their budget for tires and put it into a fund for paving all these county roads?
Jeez. Yeah, it's surprising how quick we're going through them. I've never quite had that problem before. But
what size are they, Gus?
You know, I think they might be 14, no bigger than 15, I don't think. They're not really big. It's just that they tell me they're an odd size, so...
It seems odd, being that that's the number one selling police car in North America.
What is it?
It's a
Ford Explorer.
Interceptor utility, they call it. It's the number one selling. Nobody's even close to it.
They've got
to
have a bigger tire than that.
Yeah, you said. I don't think it's much over 15. I really never looked at it. I just saw about four claims come through yesterday alone on it. So
four claims for tire. Did we just take the tires off and replace them all like we did on all the Tahoes?
Well, it depends. If it's we could do it on Tahoe. The bigger tires, we can put 10 plies as they need it. We can't transition to that on these. They're too small. So what they do is we got one that comes in that just need replacement. The rest are still, the tread's pretty good. We keep it. Otherwise, there's one or two sets we've already gone through and had to do the whole four of them again.
Because the Tahoes, we just replaced them all when we got them. We didn't even use what we had.
Right, because they were kind of down on rubber on those.
Is it a problem that they're not available, or is it a problem that they're just not?
Just
existent.
Not. They tell us they just don't have a heavier speed rated tire in that size, I guess.
So, I guess.
Could you get us the tire size? Yeah. We have some pretty good access to tires.
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly will. They can do that. It sure help on the budget, I know that.
Quit going out here on 7th Street and doing burnouts.
Well, it's not so much burnouts, but it's those kiddies you do. You know, it really wears on the sidewalls bad. So.
How many miles are on those cars that are going through tires already?
Oh, I suppose, depending on when we got them, anywhere from 30 to 50 or 60, I suppose. Just kind of depends. And you got to be careful because you got to really try to have a speed-rated tire for pursuit tires, so if something happens, you don't come back and get bit on the backside for that. So it's always something.
Don't think so.
Well, maybe get us a tire size. I bet
I'll get some tire size.
We'll see if we can find something.
Yeah. I'm going to hurt the look. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Bobby just doesn't like something in there.
Get that Durango out there. It's got four good tires on it.
Good morning,
Lisa. Good morning.
Sheriff brings up a good point about the congregate living and the challenges that they're having. We're also seeing that in the long-term care facilities right now. So, unfortunately, COVID there is some outbreaks again. And so the rules will be, you know, adjusted for those long-term care facilities in terms of, you know, visitors and so forth. But it just is how it is right now. Jill, who was here earlier, acknowledge the fact that she was our PPE coordinator with Public Health Solutions. So she's my go-to in terms of whenever we can get some product, if it's in inventory and so forth. But we got thousands of pounds of PPE, you know, through the COVID. That was at no cost. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of PPE, you know, like masks, N95s, only what we have in our inventory as far as, you know, being free. So now individual budgets are going to have to cover a lot of that. So we have some stockpile for, you know, for those emergency outbreaks and so forth. But just wanted to share that with you. The other just situation awareness thing. Dispatch has received some calls here lately on low-flying planes, and obviously in agriculture we know what those are. Those are sky tractors, what we call sky tractors. But aerial, with the application of fungicide going on here the next 4 weeks probably will be, you know, general public just needs to be aware of. They are there. You know, their spray application or the density application is regulated. I don't know, Gary, if you want to say anything about that or not, but
they're going to be busy.
Yeah,
it's going to be a busy year with the price.
The last couple of days, he's really been buzzing over town.
Yeah. He is. We have nine different companies that actually, or nine different sky tractors that will, from I think about six aerial companies throughout Kansas and here that you'll see. We do have one helicopter that does do some servicing out of Kansas, so just be aware. The biggest thing for our fire departments is that they went through a training last year, you know, as far as, you know, responding in those particular cases if something should happen, you know, acknowledging the fact of when they can enter those fields and then knowing what's in the sky, you know, what's been loaded. And a lot of times, you know, hopefully that we've identified all the contact people. So that way contacts can be made, because if there is a crash of some sort, you know, the pilot might not be, you know, applicable to get that load ticket on there. So we just needed to get those emergency numbers so that before fire and rescue can enter in there, they've got to be properly, you know, masked up but that's about all I have, other than fair is coming up. We've got three different projects that we're using for youth development and disaster preparedness, really geared more around safety and also a community service project. So we'll be moving in with that, and then we'll actually have the mobile EOC trailer out at the fairgrounds that the sheriff's office and our dispatchers are actually going to train in while it's there, because we can actually move that and activate any siren from any spot, and then communications wise it can be placed in any location here in Gage County and be able to utilize the radio system. So that's it.
Lisa.
Yes.
How is the mobile EOC trailer doing?
It's doing, so it used to be stored outside, and then we now have it out at the fairgrounds stored in the merchants hall. So we're kind of protecting a lot of that wiring, the internet service. We use a hotspot. We have two hotspots that you see our bills go through, but it has the capabilities of activating in a lot of different circumstances. So it doesn't go for a lot of rides down the road, which helps, you know, but right now we'll assess the functionality during fair, you know, and sheriff's office will do some testing, you know, there too. So
it kind of gets forgotten about until fair time, and you bring it up. And
We actually pulled it out for a exercise with Richardson County last year. I held it to Richardson County because we interact with the southeastern region, the PET region.
Yep.
So some of those items in that trailer may have been compensated through federal funding or through the regional funding. So as a region, if another county needs, you know, an asset and we're not using it, we test it. So not a lot, but at least that year out, twice out, you know, and then making sure the equipment works. So, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. You bet.
All right. We'll move on to road and bridge. Mr. Juergens.
Three projects are being closed out for approval. Armor coating is being stockpiled, all recorded material being stockpiled. about a third of the township gravel is hauled, and Pate's Dry Peak is up due to price increase, which makes sense.
Anything else for Road and Bridge? All right, we've got a couple more agenda items for Road and Bridge then. Up next, approve or disapprove resolution certifying the proper completion of project number STWD-CBMP-3, control number 00974B, subsection G, structure C-00340-133-30, county bridge match program, which would be resolution number 22-09. Mr. Kunke, would you like to come up and give us a rundown on these as we go through them?
Sure.
Move to approve.
Or maybe not. We
second.
Have a motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any discussion you'd like on this closeout? It appears not.
They've all been...
They were all checked and surveyed by our engineering firm, Pennelly Wagner. Everything was built within their tolerances and specs.
And we'd like to thank Mr. Kunke for reminding one of the contractors that they forgot to bill out the last $35,000.
Good job, Mark.
Way to be thorough for the night.
We have a motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries.
You want an honest superintendent.
Next, approve or disapprove resolutions 22-10, certifying proper completion of project number STWD-CBMP-4, control number 00974C, subsection H, structure number C-00340-6005, C-00340-7210, and C-00342-3320, which were county bridge match programs.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any discussion on this project? Seeing none, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries.
Are we out of? Is that the last ones?
We have one bridge match project left.
We got one active. Okay.
Is that the structure on Pickerel East?
That is the structural over by Philly, just south of 136 on 176th Road.
176th, just south of Philly.
There's a small bridge structure there that'll be getting removed and replaced with twin 8-footers. Triple 8-footers, sorry.
Would you sign these two and pass them down? Those are the resolutions.
A lot of water.
Concept water.
A lot of water.
And then we were unsuccessful in this last round of bridge matches, but we have been very fortunate throughout the whole program. Each of you will need to sign those resolutions, so they'll come down the line. With that, I would invite Mr. Eisenhower and Mr. Swaggart to come up and give us a rundown with the new insurance proposal.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks.
Brad?
Yeah.
Are you going to be okay?
Why?
Are you going to be able to make it through this?
I think so. Why?
I don't see her with you today.
Well, she's unavailable today. She's Amber's unavailable. But we were here 2 days ago, so we got that handled, Gary. Yeah.
Oh, Brad, can you give us your name and address for the record?
Brad Swigert. I'm actually from Lincoln. We're now with the Olson Group as we merged, you know, our group health program out of Omaha. And Lowell Eisenhower's also here. We're both Northwestern Mutual Financial reps. And we were reminded on Tuesday how long we've been working with you guys, and it's since 2006. And that was because that's when Dave was last on the board, and he was here when we first, the first year that we were in. So, and we'd be remiss not to show our respect to Denny this morning, which I'm sure you guys have done in many ways, and his proponent of health insurance for the employees. But we did meet on Tuesday with Dave, Eddie, Don, Eric, myself, and Amber, and Jeree from the Olson Group. Jeree is one of our staff people that works closely with Don. And once again, I would have to tell you that Don is very efficient to work with and really appreciate the relationship. And I get to talk to her about twice a year, but Amber and she talk about twice a day sometimes on claims. And that's very important to have someone in your county, you know, that's really on top of it, and Don is. And so we appreciate that. And Eric's put a lot of time in on this, too, I might add. So just as a brief recap, which we kind of met on Tuesday, and actually Monday, it's Wednesday now, so to go over where we're at. So another good year, had a couple large claims, unfortunately, which you're familiar with, and but overall, things have went very well. Your average about the last 3 years on claims total on your is about 1.5 million. Of course, we don't have the exact for this year because they still, you know, flow through. Fully insured would be about 2.2 million. So we look at that every year, as well as we always have, plus rebid the reinsurance component of your plan. Everything's going well with Lucent as a third-party administrator, so everyone agreed we would continue with Lucent and Midland's Choice. What that really means is nothing will really change as far as to the employees and so forth. We looked at the deductibles and co-pays, and because we have a very modest increase this year, there was discussion on in Eric's absence to leave the deductibles and co-pays the same. I pick on Eric, but Eric, I got to give Eric credit. He's very astute in trying to keep cost controls, and that's important. So the fixed cost increase, fortunately for the year, we will renew with a different reinsurer this year as our proposal, going from Barden, who we've been with for the last 8 years, to underwriting management. Again, this is a behind-the-scenes thing that really you don't get too much involved in except for Dawn and her staff. But reason for that is the increase, and Barden was going to have some lasers in. And what a laser is where they see a potential claim and underwriting management. We did go back to Barden after our meeting on Monday and ask them to match the underwriting management bid, and they were unable to do that. They did tweak it a little bit, but unfortunately, it's the best move at this time, be our recommendation. And I know Amber was in contact more than once yesterday with Eric and Don about that. In particular, any comment on that or anything? Did everything look good? And so a couple other things, kind of a decision with a very minimal expense to increase the life benefit for your employees from $15,000 to $25,000. That will cost less than $1,200 a year for the whole group to do that. And the decision was made that we would offer voluntary dental, vision, and some additional life insurance. The additional life insurance, what that means is employees under 65, as Eddie pointed out, would be able to add up to $100,000 of additional coverage that they would pay for pre-tax, be able to do that with no medical underwriting. So that's good. And the voluntary dental and vision, something we've talked about extensively in the past, will again be at no expense. However, will be at a potential savings to the county, because when people do that pre-tax, it's pre-tax also for the employer as well as the employee. So on the 28th, we already have set up, should this proposal be approved, to have a meeting at 402, right, Don? That's what we decided. Two meetings, and we would recommend that you would try to get as many as possible there because of these elective options in particular that people have. And as Don said, you know, really need a hard signature from everyone saying this was offered to me and I decided to do it or not do it. So with that, I would be open for any questions.
T-bones, right?
I think that's what the decision was. Maybe the leftovers from T-bones. I'm not sure what.
And we didn't make any decisions. Insurance committee, that's the recommendation, though. But $1,200 to increase for all the employees from 10,000 to 15, that seemed like a very...
From 15 to 25.
Oh. 15 to 25.
Yeah.
No, I evidently wasn't. I even wrote that in my notes. From 15 to 25. It was an increase of 10. I'm sorry.
Increase
of 10,000. Right. That seemed like a minimal expense. And then these others being optional, the increased life, the dental and vision, those are no expense to the county, but they are a nice potential option for employees if they...
And savings, because... You know, there's no Social Security and matching other costs when the pre-tax portion.
Are there any questions for Brad? I guess if not, I would ask, is there any other questions from the board or discussion on any of these items that we're looking at? I guess one thing we did talk about was making the meeting mandatory. What are your thoughts on making this a mandatory meeting, lunch meeting for the employees to come? And I think in the past we've broke it into a couple time slots.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do again.
Different times mandatory when there's...
And if I might add something, Eric, if they're not there, then Don and her staff are going to have to track them down to get signatures that they were offered these things, because obviously that's important. So,
you know, the first couple of years we did it, we had good attendance. Has there been a problem with attendance?
No, but we did make it mandatory initially when we had programs that we were rolling out. Yeah. The different years in between where there weren't really any changes, it wasn't really necessary to make it mandatory.
And mandatory makes sense.
Yeah. We did pay them also, I think.
Yeah, we paid them.
To go, so I mean, if...
Right.
Just to ease the paperwork or ease the chasing down factor, and they're there and
they get T-bones
or T-bone scrapings, whatever it ends up being. But I mean, I don't know if it's Northwestern, but you all take care of lunch for us that day.
Right.
We get the employees there. If they do have any questions, they're able to have them answered. But if you guys are okay with that, I would ask for a motion, and if there's no other discussion, to approve the recommendation to include the increase, $10,000 increase to the life insurance, optional dental and vision, as well as changing our reinsurance from bargain to UME, and having a mandatory meeting at 402 for the employees so that they can sign off and also be informed of any changes and new options that they have.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Lytle. Anything else? Not a big functionality change, but I did point out that...
Just point out that half my shifts are night, so I don't know how it's going to work with being mandatory on that. I just point that out.
Would it be all right if it's mandatory for day workers? And then if they don't choose to come from the sheriff's department?
I mean, they still, or some of them may still show up, right?
They
I mean,
could.
Yeah, sure.
On their day off, I'm sure.
Yeah. Getting a free meal.
Functionality, not much change, though, but I did point out to Brad our insurance carrier for liability did decrease by 14% this year. This would be a relative increase overall of approximately 7%. Is that correct?
Could be. Could be.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially. All right. We have a motion by Dorn, second by Lytle. Any other discussion? If not, you got off pretty easy there. Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Thank you, too. We do appreciate it.
Now, Eric did mention one thing. I wanted to get the vote first. He said the most important thing of me coming down is giving these pens out. So
I just threw my pen in the trash there, too.
There they are. And we even gave the sheriff one in case I get stopped on the way out of town.
I guess the good thing is that since these came after an approval, that way they can't...
Yeah, they weren't enticement. Yeah. Yeah, they weren't any enticement.
They'll mail you the ink cartridges later.
Yeah.
I better make sure that writes.
It does. As I mentioned at the meeting, you know, one of our first meetings, Gary was there, and the people didn't say much, and he got up and beat the drum a little bit and said, okay, you guys are calling us and complaining on Saturdays and stuff. Here's the people to ask. And that's one of the purposes of having the meeting is because it's very difficult because they want to employees want to come to you, but I would add that this is as comprehensive a plan as you could possibly have, with the addition of the voluntary dental and vision, people really want that overall, and as compared to some current plans that they're on that might be more beneficial to them and work a little better.
Oh, one other thing we talked about, too, and part of that meeting, I really want to go over it, is the – I saw that, Terry. The teledoc, as they go over ways that we can save money. We're going to try the teledoc again. If we can get people to call in, it's no expense to the employee. It may keep them from going into the doctor for something mundane. And then where do you guys leave the app? We're going to – the where to go app and –
oh, yeah, that's still...
We could hopefully explain that again, too.
So yeah, we'll go over the whole thing. Yeah.
It might, before the meeting, send the department heads, the officials, what the changes are so we can give it to the employees. So then they may have some questions.
Yeah.
Maybe we could put
when
something
when you get all that information at one meeting while you're trying to...
Yeah, it's awfully hard.
Well...
And, you know, and then the other thing is... We have not ever excluded this, not that you made it in your motion, but, you know, if somebody wanted a spouse to come to hear, you know, a lot of times the spouses get, you know, involved and, you know, we want dental. Well, what does it cover? Well, I don't remember. They said it'll cover cleaning your teeth, you know. So just like that, for an example, if I just spend about 30 seconds explaining that, like dental. Let's say dental costs $25 a month. I'm just using that as a number, and covers two cleanings a year and up to $1,000 of, you know, other things, and don't have to submit the claim individually. It's a much easier process, and talked about that. And it's just a preventive medicine thing too for folks. And so anyway, that's a good point. We will cover all that stuff, but you're right too also, Roger. It's kind of, you know, a lot of stuff for people to have.
All right. If we're done visiting on insurance, we'll see you on, what was the date again?
28th.
The
board is welcome.
Oh, that's nice.
Right, Brad?
Yeah.
Thanks, Ike.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Don't put in the paper that we're buying T-bone steaks.
Well, that's in the minutes now, so.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
You got away with that Lowell having to come help you, huh?
Oh, thank you.
Not much help.
Up next, discuss and approve or disapprove proposal for Masonry Construction, Inc. for Phase 11, repoint the entire north elevation. including the two chimneys, gable, and return at the east elevation in the amount of $139,313. Mr. Swavely, you've talked about that sum. Do you want to touch on anything else?
No, I don't. No, I think that's what we can get accomplished this year. Okay, so I make a motion. We approve it.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Lytle. Any discussion? Seeing none, I would ask you to vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. Anything else before you go into a hopefully brief closed session for personnel? If not, I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:30 on the clock, necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual, and this would be based on a personnel issue.
So moved.
Way to push that T-bone, you're ready.
Moved by Swavely.
Second.
Second by Lytle, go into closed session at 9:30. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. We are in closed session.
And that's fine.
Tell me when you're ready. I would ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:48 on the clock.
So moved.
Yeah, because you wouldn't know.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Please vote. 2, 3, 4, 5 in favor. We are out of closed session. Mr. Jurgens has exited. I would ask Mr. Schuler to give us just a brief brief update on the meeting over in Fairbury. Just in, can we do that? If it's not on the agenda, a brief update on a meeting he went to that I forgot to do in committee meetings?
Just informational.
Just quick informational meeting.
I attended Fairbury's county board meeting yesterday, at least the portion that was a scheduled event with City County Solutions. If you remember Nicholas Andrews that was here and spoke to us about workforce housing. Also present yesterday was four individuals from Hometown Housing from Iowa. Two of them were builders. One of them was a financial man. And, I think it was this the three that was. Well, then this Clint that was on the phone here, he was on my phone again, Clint Fichter, who is a city administrator and an attorney. They are proposing a 5-phase system in order to get workforce housing built affordably and to get loans for the workforce people to be able to afford new housing. Mark Shainrock, the county county commissioner and chair, had met with myself and Phil Hardenberger from Saline County at the Southeast Community College for a meeting with Nick and a Zoom call with some of these individuals from Hometown Housing. Mark then scheduled this meeting yesterday and invited NACO was there. Of course, Mark's a NACO representative. Saline County Commissioner Marvin Kohout is a NACO board member. He was there. Phil Hardenberger and SEND individual Craig Ree, I think is his name, who's involved with housing. He was there. The mayor of Fairbury was there, and Fairbury's done an amazing job. They've cleared 40 houses out in this past year, I believe it is. Got them destroyed, taken down, and they're a vacant lot at the present time. So that sounds like they've really made a big effort to get some bad houses taken out.
Wait, where is this at?
Fairbury.
No, I thought you meant those guys. Those guys weren't involved
with that. No, they weren't involved with that. But Fairbury needs... Well, the whole county, Jefferson County and Saline County, need workforce housing. According to Mark and Marvin, who are on the NACO board, all 96 counties in this state need workforce housing. And they are getting this Hometown Housing on the agenda for December's meeting at NACO. Mark is very enthusiastic about this and what they can do. They made a proposal here originally, if you recall, for phase one and phase two. It was $25,000 per phase. They have reduced that cost if we'll do a regional effort. And as Mark's hoping, it'd be Saline, Jefferson, and Gage. They'll reduce their cost to $40,000 for both phases together, and there is no cost for the additional phases. So it went down to $20,000 a phase is what it went to, if there's a regional effort. I think that it is very likely that the other two counties will pursue this. That's just my opinion. They weren't, you know, they didn't go into a vote. I asked the Saline County guys after the meeting. They said, well, that's the two that were there. They were in favor of it, and they think their board will go along with it. I wish there would have been... wish you all could have heard the presentation that they gave. News Channel Nebraska was there, and video recorded the entire thing. I don't know if there's a chance to get that recording or not for us to see. I recorded it on my phone. I don't know how well. I haven't listened to it. I don't know how well it recorded. Obviously, a video would be easier to follow. I think more interesting. But anyhow, I think we will be approached to consider, well, I know we will be, to consider working with them and if we want to pursue this or not.
I talked to Toby yesterday. They came and gave a presentation to him immediately after the Jefferson County one to Beatrice. And I wanted to get his feel on it because I said, I don't want to be overly negative on this. The presentation they gave us had no answers other than a price tag.
Yeah, we've had yesterday and the Southeast Community College a chance to hear the presentation again. But I agree. That first presentation, and I will say, Nick, I think, is new to this. And he didn't explain this that day, at least I don't recall it, and he did at Southeast Community College. The reason he's involved with this is that his mother, Jeannie Andrews, sells insurance for municipalities, and she's acquainted with the city manager. She works in Iowa or does business in Iowa, and she has seen this work there and is very encouraged by it. And, of course, her husband and son are both raised in Wymore, and she's in Jerry. If you don't know Jeannie, she's a very motivated individual. And she's excited about what this can do for Gage County. And I'm cautiously optimistic. Just because she's from Wymore, well, her husband, doesn't mean I'm all for jumping in with both feet. Mark was extremely anxious after meeting at Southeast. I mean, I almost thought, well, Mark, you need a fader switch. I mean, he...
well,
expressed, like, we're going to do this right away. Well, he wasn't quite as enthusiastic yesterday. He let everybody else make their decisions, but he was really jumping on it that day. I thought, wow, off a little. But
well, Toby said when they presented to Beatrice, it was basically the same thing as we heard. He was very unimpressed.
Yesterday?
Yeah, when he came over after Jefferson County and presented to Beatrice, he said there's no results. They've never done one anywhere.
Denison, Iowa.
They said that he wasn't, they must not have even told him about Denison. I haven't called Denison yet. There was a helper in Florida that talked some over the phone, it sounded like. But he said if Beatrice, as soon as they heard it, they said, we've already done that as Gage County and engaged Gage County and Beatrice. We've had the assessments instead of...
Yeah, when did we do that study? Because that wasn't a...
The last one was within 18 months, the last assessment. He said after that...
They went around survey because they pulled in a lot of people. They met in Adams, and I got hooked into it.
They brought that up, too, as they were presenting... as they presented to Beatrice, they brought up some of our comments that we had made about another housing study versus an assessment. Tobias brought up how we had done the assessment. We actually have had results since. He asked specifically, so what happens after this is done, phase one and phase two? What do you guys do then? And he goes, well, we'll help you find builders, or once people have that, then they just come. And I asked Tobias, I didn't give any opinion on it. I said, what's your take of this? Because Tobias sees different things too. I mean, love him or hate him, he's efficient at things on a lot of stuff. And he said, this, if they want to come in and do it for free and show that they can do it and actually show some results, we may allow them to do that here. He said they didn't look into any of the homework. They didn't know any of the background, which is basically what we asked them to, and they still haven't looked into anything. It would be a study on top of a study. Beatrice's opinion was similar to, I think, our initial opinion.
That's
what I was curious after.
Was it just a study?
Housing assessment.
This goes beyond the assessment.
Oh, this is getting.
Yeah. Lost. Okay. So this is more than just update. Yeah.
Well, I mean, sharing information that we've got two people here that don't have it, and I don't think we're taking notes, are we?
If we want the agenda just, going forward.
I mean, I think it's
on. What? So, were they saying 40,000 from each entity?
Yes.
So 120 grand to do a regional study.
And that's for the whole phase. It ain't just the study. And I'm not here to sell it. I think this board needs to hear their presentation.
Again?
That first presentation was basically an introductory, here we are, and that was about all it was. We didn't allow him an hour. We didn't allow him any given amount of time. They just asked to be on the agenda to present. This is where we're at. Here we are. They needed, like Mark did, he set up an hour, and the representatives were there with city representation, NACO representation, SEND representation. We did not give them that opportunity, although they didn't ask for it at that time.
You guys want to get this on the agenda at some? Yes, I left it here the other day. Do you guys want to hear from them again here on the agenda?
I don't, but that doesn't mean everybody else won't.
But you don't have to answer now. If you guys would like to hear this on the agenda, let's think about it. And then, because this would be, like Roger said, this would be an agenda item, especially if they're going to present to us again. But let's think about that some. And let me know your thoughts on that moving forward. We don't have to make a decision on that by any means now.
We're just discussing anything right now anyway. So.
I will be talking to Craig at SEND anyway. I can get his take on it.
I can tell you what he said. He said SEND can do it because I asked him. Then I said, well, why aren't we doing it now? And he said, because nobody's come to me.
He said SEND is doing it?
Yeah, well, SEND can do what these guys are doing without costing us anything. And I mentioned it to the other board members, and they said, bullshit. If they've done it, how come we're not doing it now? That was after the meeting.
SEND doesn't do housing assessments.
Well, that's what he...
They have a housing dues that we...
That's different. That's for.
Okay.
That's not for assessment. We don't pay housing dues.
We don't pay it, but they give us...
He says they can. He says they can go through all this... And the things that I know, I don't know what they surely presented to Toby, but they have a method of getting down payments. They have investors to get a 3.5% down payment on a $250,000 home, which makes it affordable for the workforce community.
And if people want to do that, there's also 0% loans that SEND does do. They do process
Everybody's
loans.
Everybody's hired.
But not...
Housing?
This company has investors that will get you 3%.
Because people don't want to work.
Do they have any loans out there like that now? Where?
Florida. They've done one in Florida and apparently Dennis in Iowa. See, that's why you need to talk to these guys and not me. I'm not their representative. I'm going and trying to soak up all what I can, but I'm not feeling like I'm doing you justice.
Okay.
We sat here and just declined to listen to him when it cost us nothing, and we've had two opportunities since he was here that we've missed to get in on this conversation.
I struggle with a handout to them. This feels like a handout to them. No results driven. No.
But have you listened to their presentation?
Don, they had their opportunity to come here, and what they did here.
Thank you, Roger.
Very poor.
Well, I agree with you.
Very unprofessional.
I agree with you.
And if a business operates that way, I don't know that I want to do business with them. Because if they're going to do it,
well, this company, City County Solutions, just started. The one that we really are doing business with is Hometown Housing, and City County Solutions is just Jeannie has started her own company to get this going here.
What is Hometown Housing?
That's these group of guys.
This is a different company than this. Isn't Andrews?
Right.
Hometown Housing. Okay.
City County Solutions is just a sales representative for them.
It's the same entities that were supposed to be here to talk to us.
They're trying to get here.
Yeah.
But they're like 2 hours away, and that Clint Fichter was halfway here but couldn't get here on time that we allowed him in the meeting. We proceeded, and...
Well, we did wait 40 minutes or 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, but...
He didn't show up at all the time before.
And I'm saying we should not step on our own foot because they failed to...
Do a good job. I'll check with
City
Craig.
City County Solutions. I think we need to talk to Hometown Housing.
Hometown Housing's the one working in Denison, then?
Yes.
City County's never done anything.
As far as I know, they haven't. I think that's a new...
I will check with Denison. I will check
company.
With Craig at SEND. Craig doesn't do anything with any of the loans or anything like that. He's actually on the construction side, the rehabs and stuff like that. He's from the private world, but I'll try to find something out there. The city's not doing anything after talking to him.
And that's fine.
I think after hearing from him and seeing what Toby's very in tune with what's been done as far as our housing assessments, just because we do work with that with Engage.
If I don't.
I'm not going to say anything positive or negative about him because I don't know him well enough.
I'm asking just to give him a chance to listen. You may be exactly right. I'm not acquainted with this like you and Gary are.
They've been on the agenda twice already. First time they didn't come. Second time, one guy was here. The other guy was late. We waited 20 or 30 minutes. Usually if you're selling something.
Well, the first time they didn't come because they couldn't get him here because we've scheduled, I think, 9 o'clock. Or I don't know.
That's the problem where I think we're getting kind of the black eye on that. She asked me to be on the agenda. I did not give her a time. She didn't ask for a time. I said, I will put you on the agenda. Here's the, you know, what she wanted. I told her what I had. Well, then, for some reason, she called back, and she indicated that I told her 11 o'clock. I never told her 11 o'clock because I don't give times.
So I don't know what.
We scheduled it for the next meeting, so she was fully aware of how our structure was. I gave her an approximate of, well, you know, our meeting starts at 8:45. We go through committee meetings, and then we go in the order typically.
Mm-hmm. And he couldn't get here.
She was aware of that. So
I think it's lack of experience on how.
Yeah, but it's not our.
I'm not saying it is.
You know, I don't want her blaming us or thinking that we scheduled it differently because we.
Toby listened to our meeting also, evidently. But he said they got the same. After that in Jefferson, he said ours was the same here. And they indicated we were pretty excited about it. And he goes, they must have been at a different board meeting than I heard.
Who indicated that we were excited about it?
That's kind of what they said to
Toby. I never said a thing.
No, not you, the city county or whoever it was that came hometown or whoever it was that
the
came
presenters.
And talked to the
presenters.
Yeah, to the city. kind of indicated that we were kind of excited about it, and because it must have been a different meeting than I listened to. But
yeah, and well, even yesterday, Mark would go, he goes, Celine and Jefferson and Gage, Celine, and I didn't say anything. I did ask if they've talked to employers, because I know Don Landall is already paying premiums to help people pay for gas, and he's very interested in workforce housing.
Have they talked to Marysville?
Well, I asked them that, and they have not yet. But I said, when do you talk to the employers and the investors? That's the very first thing in phase one. And I said, well, I think they should have been here today. That was yesterday at that presentation, so they know what's going on. Well, then the guy at Fairbury, the mayor at Fairbury, says, I've talked to all our employers, and I can tell you they all want workforce housing.
Yeah, ours have been involved
so
in these also.
Whether Landall was there or not, I can tell you that they want this.
Yeah, our employers here, our major employers, have all been contacted, and there's actually even been potential projects where they would participate in that already.
That's probably part of the difference between us and Celine and Jefferson is that we've done that through Engage, where they don't have anything. That's where it's probably a little more.
Yeah, well, Celine County used to have, but then they
don't have now.
They don't now because their director left or they fired him or whatever, and it's kind of, but. I think the board, the Engage board or representative, should listen to this presentation as well, in my opinion.
I talked to our president, and I didn't talk to Aaron this time, but Andrea did. I talked to Aaron last time about going to that other one, and she asked. She asked about it, and I said, no, I don't have any problem with you going to it. But she ended up not going. Andrea talked to Aaron this time, and they must be familiar with this group, but they chose not to go. I talked to her afterwards on that. But we'll leave this up. If we want to have them in, there's time. But we better adjourn because...
Yeah. We'll be back here. But one of the things I will ask you, this was given to me by a previous board and a previous chairman. Do you want me to schedule times for people? Except for the only times I put on the agenda are public hearing that I have to schedule a time. Some people put everything as a timed item. Then you wait till that happens.
I would rather not. I mean, because it'd be nice.
Because
to
if you schedule 15 minutes and we get done in 5 minutes, then we've got to screw around for 10
minutes.
That's
why they told me not to do it anymore. That's, why I'm asking.
The only thing I would say, a comment about that, is when we had this dust control thing, which I know you're all against, but that guy stayed here. He drove here from Hastings. He was on the agenda. In that particular meeting that day, he didn't get to speak until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he was here like at 9:30. He stayed all day.
We have that long of a meeting?
Yes.
I wouldn't doubt it. But
yes.
We should
have
tried to move.
I think it was when we went into closed session.
Typically, I have people who present their, and right there above the timed event, so that's why I'm not thinking that sounds right. Because when I do the agenda, if it's Engage or whoever, those are there, and the timed events are at the top, and then I go down from there.
So you're saying that he didn't stay here till 2 o'clock?
I don't know. I said that doesn't sound right. So something else had to happen because...
Oh, yeah, we had... It was the wind.
Well, I can't control a closed session.
I think it was the wind discussion. It was the same day as the public hearing on wind.
Okay, see, well, if it was a public hearing, then that took up the time. I was going to say, because I know how I do the agendas. I always put people and
timed event,
public hearing. Then I can't control that.
He probably should have asked to be a timed event.
But he still wouldn't have gotten the right time then.
Or I should have moved him ahead of stuff.
He stayed here. Yeah. I commend him. He just come in here to do a sales pitch. He wasn't getting any state.
He's a nice guy. I've talked to him a lot since. He's actually a stand-up guy.
Yeah. But he stayed here patiently. Man, I because I told him, you know, well, meeting's usually over by noon.
Geez, or it could be earlier. We should probably adjourn, though. We will be back at 1 o'clock for, we'll reconvene, not the Board of Supervisors, but the Board of Equalization at 1 o'clock. With that, we'll adjourn the Board of Supervisors meeting at 11:12.